Well, Mother's Day flower sales are a go after a red light, green light snafu with the state administration on this issue. The Hawaii Farm Bureau has had to pivot to support its members to find ways to sell products from local vegetable and flower farmers, as well as beef, pork, and seafood producers. We talked to Brian Miyamoto about the success with the farm-to-car concept and the chance to buy local products to support our community.
You know, our general manager, Megan Kono, you know, came up with this great idea. You know, what if we do like a drive-through online? And in fact, our Keoho Farmers Market out in Kona had already started that process. And so, you know, Megan did some research, looked across the nation, see what others were doing, and came up with, we came up with the farm-to-car program, which was essentially an online farmers market, allow our farmers to continue to sell. Most of them are small farmers, and continue to generate an income. They need capital in order to continue farming and continue ranching, and that's what the Farm to Car program is allowing them to. So April 1st was our first Farm to Car, the Wednesday, April 1st. Start off with 200 bags, 200 orders. There's a lot of work that goes into it. It's custom order. So, you know, the city and county, the mayor had stepped in and said, we're going to support this. They've been extremely gracious as hosts and as sponsors. Alexander Baldwin, you know, Hawaiian Electric donating bags, American Savings donating bags, Department of Agriculture, some of our larger ag companies here, Bayer and Corteva. There's so many that have stepped up and actually says, we want to support this. Ulupono has been with us throughout this crisis. So it's allowing them to kind of underwrite some of the expenses. And then we weren't sure what's going to look like the first farm-to-car event on the 1st. And while we're doing that press conference with the mayor, Megan is just monitoring it. And that's when we first announced the website. And within a minute, I think 50 people had signed up. And as I'm talking, it goes up to 100. And then by the time we're done with the press conference, we're up to a couple of hundred people had signed up already. So the first one, we capped it at 200. We weren't sure what we could manage. We wanted to manage our growth. And the response has been overwhelming. So after, I think, 2 weeks, we decided to do a second day, and we've upped the individual days from 200 orders to 300 orders, which is pretty much our max right now.
And so how is it working on the neighbor islands?
On Kauai, you know, it's a little bit slower. They're trying something similar, but I understand in Kona, it's doing really well. They're not using the exact same program we are, but their program, their first weekend, they sold out very quickly. The customers are extremely happy. Again, they're getting the freshest, most nutritious local produce, you know. So it's working. It's a piece of the puzzle. Along with CSAs, along with other organizations like FarmLink and Oahu Fresh, which are doing home deliveries, concept is the same, helping the farmers sell their product because
now,
the markets have shut down. Many have shut down.
Now, at these farmers markets, you also feature flower farms.
They are struggling. We still have physical farmers markets that are open, so they're being able to sell there. But, you know, a lot of the florists have shut down. I'm glad to hear that for Mother's Day, they are going to allow delivery. So our nursery growers are going to be able to sell to these florists or sell direct, specifically for Mother's Day, but there's no doubt our nursery growers are struggling. I just presented to the House Select Committee and talked about our nursery growers and how, you know, the products that they provide, you know, really helps Hawaii, helps our economy, but also helps our people, our residents here. You know, it's emotional support. People, everybody wants flowers. And in fact, when I was presenting to the committee and Speaker Psyche's the chair, one of the co-chairs of the committee, I can see him on Zoom, and right behind him, he's got two orchid plants. You know, funerals and funeral services, not in the way they were done before, the big gatherings, but cemeteries, they're still open, still part of critical essential businesses. And so people still want to buy nursery products. So we've been trying to work with the administration, even at the national level, because we know across the nation, nursery growers, flower growers, and florists are struggling because of this crisis that we're in. So,
right. We normally would be in the thick of things with graduations, proms, weddings, and everything's just been put on pause or canceled.
Absolutely. All of those things. I mean, right now, spring is the time we're heading into. You hit it on the nose. Graduation, Mother's Day, proms, you know, just everyday business for these growers. So what we're hoping, what we're really hoping is, you know, with the federal relief, the $19 billion that was just announced by the Secretary of Agriculture, the $9.5 billion out of the first version of the CARES Act, we're hoping that nursery growers will will be included in being able to recover some of the losses of business that some other commodities are able to take advantage of. We really need to, you know, help our nursery growers. They're all part of agriculture. I mean, people come, they associate our flowers with Hawaii, you know, getting a flower lei when you land, you know, as a tourist. So, yeah, we really need to do whatever we can to ensure that our nursery growers, our flower growers can continue their businesses. I mean, we hate to see this critical segment and sector of agriculture disappear.
And can you talk exports? What's happening on that scene?
A lot of our export commodities are struggling. Papayas, for example, on Hawaii Island, they grow a lot of papayas for export to Japan, to Canada, and to the mainland U.S. And not only has the markets, you know, gone down a little bit just from the demand side, but because the planes aren't flying. So we were finding that we have a lot of certain commodities that are exported, pineapples, papayas. So we're trying to bring some of those papayas that are on Hawaii Island that they can't sell to their local residents here to Oahu, where we do have a larger population. Macadamia nuts, coffee, they're seeing a little bit of challenge. Macadamia nuts not only for export, but also with the tourists not coming in, a lot of the tourists will buy, you know, at the ABC stores or in tourist destinations. Even locals, you know, when I travel, a lot of times I'll take, you know, our iconic Kona coffee, Ko'u coffee, Kauai coffee, and macadamia nuts up is omiyage.
Yes, absolutely.
So a lot of these commodities are struggling. Another one that people aren't really aware of is our herb industry. You know, Thai basil. We've got a lot of herbs that are shipped on the commercial planes because we don't really have, quote-unquote, cargo planes. They'll go out in passenger planes as cargo. It's about a $30 million industry. So our herb growers are really struggling. Most of their crop was going out on United, which has recently reduced their flights to one a day. And they weren't just going to the West Coast and then freight forwarded out. They were going direct to certain cities that a lot of our domestic flights were going to. So, you know, again, we've been, you know, working with the administration, working with our legislators, working with our congressional delegation, letting them know what the challenges are and what we can do, you know, conversations with Hawaiian Airlines, who's flying more than most other carriers. You know, we've started those conversations, try to connect the commodities, and you know, everyone's got to do their part to try to find solutions during this, you know, this terrible crisis.
Now, as far as our local meat industry, what's your take on what's going to happen locally?
You know, we still have a pork industry here. We have our cattle industry here. We know that, you know, there's supply still here. So, but as everyone, as you're saying, you know, you see the news and a lot of these larger plants, Tyson and the South Dakota plant, because of, you know, the coronavirus, they are shutting down. So I believe we may see, I won't say we will, because there's a lot of stuff that's already been processed, that's frozen. We may see a reduction in some of those products, those proteins coming in. So, you know, we're really going to depend on our local producers here. They're trying to ramp up their production or the processing. So I even talked to some of our hog farmers, and they do have whole hogs. So it's just a matter of putting more through processing and getting the local stuff available. And again, the positive is it exposes, so to speak, Hawaii residents to more of the local products and the great local products that we have. And we, you know, we'd love to see it, an increase in purchasing demand for our great local, you know, produce and meats and value-added products, all these products that our farmers and ranchers and aquaculturists are growing for, you know, our residents here in Hawaii.
That was Brian Miyamoto, head of the Hawaii Farm Bureau, encouraging residents across the state to buy local and support our homegrown vegetable, fruit, and flower farmers, as well as our beef and pork and seafood producers. The flour industry will be able to sell and deliver products starting Friday, May 1st, just in time for the upcoming Mother's Day holiday.